The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
Yo, E-Rock! Let's go, man!
Teddy, what's up, man?
Cabba Radio, what's up? Let's make the show. We gotta go.
Yeah, but there's something I gotta show you first.
Look, E-Rock, we have to go. We have people at the studio waiting on us. We have to do this show.
Just give them a little more time, because there's something I really have to show you. I just got it. It's just in the other room.
We don't have time for this.
No. That's exactly it, man. What I'm about to show you is gonna give us all the time in the world. I mean, we'll never be late again. Come on, it's gonna be crazy.
All right, show me.
What do you think?
Is that?
Uh-huh. It sure is.
You made it?
It sure did, man.
It's a time machine.
Welcome to the time machine. Please pick your destination.
This is...
Yeah, I know. It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where do you want to go?
Oh, this is awesome, man, but I'm in a little bit of a pickle here. What? We have to get going. We got the radio show to do. It's 9:59. We gotta hit the road.
Man, where we're going, we don't need roads.
You don't mean...
Uh-huh.
Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth! Tonight, Cabba Radio opens the door to time travel and sets the time for 1981 and 1979! Teddy and E-Rock revisit the years of their birth with a plethora of songs bound to bring back memories. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Teddy.
Thank you so much.
Woo!
Yes! Oh, it's good to be back in the no-pants chair. Thank you.
Well, good to have you back in there. I like looking at your nuts more than mine.
Thank you so much.
Woo!
Gonna take a sweatshirt off.
Egg Floyd underneath.
Oh.
Yeah,
I am. Thank you so much.
Good crowd out there.
We made it on time. We made it on time thanks to the time machine that E-Rock invented. Thank you. Have a seat. So much show to get to tonight.
Wow, yes. I don't know what made me want to build it. I just, you know, I got a little creative.
Well, we've talked about it for such a long time that I just figured it was time that you did it. And I'm so glad that you did. And I'm glad you took it upon yourself to really do it this time, because you've talked about it, but...
Well, that's why you haven't seen me around this last week. I've been spending many nights in my... many nights on the toilet, but that's a whole different story. But nights at my house, just really working on this time machine, getting it going. I'm really glad that it is small enough and portable enough that we were able to bring it here. And, so I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it tonight. I'm really excited about it, actually. Really excited.
When we popped in here, I could tell. I mean, it's just... It's wow.
Yeah. Totally wow.
I don't even know what to expect, really, because tonight we're going to be going back to two different time zones.
Yes.
We're
going
to go back to 1979, the year I was born, and then we're going to go to 1981, the year E-Rock was born.
You're old!
And part of the reason we thought about taking this time machine is recently I had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't, but I helped in the process.
Yeah.
And... we thought, what would it be like to head back to the year we were born and see what we were born into musically? Because
compared to, say, now, what your... have we even... Did we mention your daughter's name or anything about the baby yet? I'm really excited. We might as well. It's Cabba Radio. It's Teddy Smooth's show.
What are we doing?
I'm just telling everybody your little girl's name.
Her name?
Yes.
Her name is Autumn.
Okay. So, compared to what Autumn is coming into, the music. We're going to go back in time with this awesome time machine.
And see what the music was like when we were born.
Mm-hmm.
So can you hit the time machine?
What do you mean, hit it?
Well, I just figured we could have some sort of time machine action so that we could go into our first time machine song. Just that's maybe where you thought I said to cut it, but really it...
mean like... I don't know if this is going to work, but...
All right, the time machine sounds coming up after this, but for now, going back to 1979, it's Trooper here on Cab Radio's Teddy Smooth. CITR 101.9 FM, come back with more Time Machine.
the Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Tuesday, March 1st, check out Swedish indie poppers The Concrete playing songs from their latest LP, WYWH. Million Young and the Wit Sundays round out the bill. Doors are at 8 p.m. Friday, March 11th, don't miss the catchy stylings of Diamond Rings and P.S. I Love You as part of their co-headlining North American tour. Doors are at 8 p.m. and the show starts at 9:30. Wednesday, March 30th, New York folk rockers O'Death and Rough Trade recording artists Strange Boys will share the stage along with guests Natural Child. Doors open at 8 p.m. Wednesday, April 13th, come get your mind blown by network recording artists The Submarines playing songs off their latest LP, Love Notes, Letter Bombs. Nick Freitas will open the show. Doors are at 8 p.m. For tickets to these shows, go to the Biltmore, Red Cat, Zulu, or online to ticketweb.ca. For information you can use, including a full schedule of upcoming shows, head to biltmorecabaret.com.
Not as so fine as my lad on the river. So when the drive's over, if he asks me again, I think I will marry my log driver.
For he goes burning down and down white water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. It's burning down and down white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely. Burning down and down white water. A log driver's waltz pleases girls completely.
Thank you.
Smashing Pumpkins with their song 1979. That wasn't part of our Time Machine song, but it did talk about the year in which I was born, and the first couple songs in that set were from that year. Log Driver's Waltz. I don't know if you remember it at home, but it was created in 1979. Maybe you remember it from being on CBC, National Film Board. Log Driver and cartoon going down the water.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that one?
I do know it. I remember seeing it on TV there, some different commercials and such, and hearing it over the radio here and there. But
we did play a different version of it a while ago here on Cap Radio, but that was the Log Driver's Waltz. Look it up. It's a great little short by the National Film Board and Wade Hensworth. Before that, we had Trooper with the Best of Trooper, 3 dressed up as a 9. All part of 1979. Now, 1979, it started on a Monday.
1979 did.
Started on a Monday.
Interesting.
Off the Wall, Michael Jackson. That album came out in 1979.
Good album.
Sweden outlaws corporal punishment at home, which means they outlawed spankings and stuff like that in the home. It's kind of a weird fact about 1979.
That's silly to why they would do that.
Also, Joe Clark became the 16th and youngest Prime Minister of Canada, defeating Pierre Trudeau. Just a couple things that happened in 1979.
Interesting. Was that the sound of technology?
I believe it was, which means it's time to get back into the time machine and go to the year you were born, 1981.
Oh, God.
Let's go to the time machine.
It seems so far away, but...
Time machine! Technology sucks back in 1981. You just can't get that song started. This time machine show is going awesome.
We're so good at doing stuff live, aren't we? We're going back into 1981. That was the year I was born. I being E-Rock, yo-yo-yo. We're going to get into a couple of songs here. There was a lot that went on in 1981. Mainly, I was born. And because of that, they wrote a song for me. And I'd just like to get right into it. I've got a couple coming after, but right off the bat, song going out to E-Rock for being born in 1981. Enjoy.
Celebrate. There's a party going on right here. my dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Yeah, yeah.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
hear the music play.
Better be 18.
Coming to you live with the new school, the old school, any damn school you want, except for preschools. So if you're ready to strip down, get sassy, and find out what cabaret is all about, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio with your host, Teddy Smooth.
Mean,
mean,
right.
Never
back here, back from the time machine.
Oh my god! Oh my god, I'm missing a leg, Teddy! I'm missing a leg, I think we forgot it! Oh god! We'll be going back there though, won't we?
We are gonna go back to 1981.
Okay, good. I think I'm gonna need that leg.
That was our first trip to 1981 here on the Time Machine Show here on Cab Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Reggie B. Wrote in to say, I was roller skating the backwards figure eight in Jordache jeans and a halter top when E-Rock was born. Oh, God.
OMG.
So that is Reggie B.
Well, Reggie B.
Jordache jeans.
I'm picturing that right now, and I hope that's not creepy. That's all. We've been doing well here. Look at this. We've got things happening.
It's all these
inside.
Flashing lights.
I know. This time machine is really starting to creep me out inside here.
Now, before we get back to the time machine, I did want to say that a little bit later in the show, we are going to get to a radio play, probably at the end of the show. I promised I'd play one of those.
Nice.
It's one about our friend Watermelon. So she went missing a little while ago, and I had to go looking for her, and it's sort of the story of what happened when I went looking for her.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yep.
If you had any choice, now I know we're going back to 79 and 81 right now, but if you could go anywhere back in time, any or in the future maybe, Where would you go? If you had a time machine, we have a time machine, but when we've got more time, which I guess the time machine allows us to have all the time in the world, such a crazy machine.
So you're asking me where I would go.
Where do you want to go after the show, is what I'm asking.
Is it anybody, or do I just pop myself back in time?
It's a good play on that. I don't know. You mean, would you come back as somebody else?
Well, let's say I would like to be a gangster in the 40s.
Okay.
But would I be me going back? Because I probably wouldn't necessarily do too well in the 40s. I'd be ill-equipped.
Right. But if it was the 40s, you'd be equipped because you were in the 40s, right?
I would be. I guess I'd be. I don't know. It's a pickle.
But that's the time that
it's
you would...
It's the time machine pickle.
It is the time machine pickle. It's like going out to that desert island. You know, you're allowed to bring one thing with you. Getting that time machine.
A pocket vagina?
I'm speechless because I want one of those, and I haven't been able to get one.
Also on tonight's Time Machine show, we have some tickets to give away to the Rio Theater. We're going to be giving those away just around upcoming events, which is coming up around midnight, so... Get this number locked down, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. When we give you the cue to call, you can call us, and we will give you tickets to this Friday's midnight show of the Rocky Horror Picture Show with live shadow cast. I've heard great things about that. Into the time machine, back into 1979.
Whoa! Oh, mama, I'm in fear. We gotta warn me before you push the button, man.
We'll be back.
Lawman is putting end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Because I know, somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
Yeah.
Mondays on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Back here in the time machine, 1979. Had a phone call from Miss Jenny Magenta saying we had traveled back in time, but we had gotten the name of the jeans wrong. We had said Jordache, but it's just Jordache.
I think you said Jordache. I would have said Jordache. You didn't ask me.
Apparently it's nice butt jeans for dancing.
We also got a little message here from somebody we had on last week, actually, Gilles. Gilles Morneau, you might remember him from his looping on E-Rock's talent showcase that we had last week. He wanted to say that if he had a time machine, he would go back to around 1897, the Yukon, for the gold rush because... his main reason is that the men lined the streets near the whorehouses. I'm not 100% sure what that means entirely, but it's a good enough reason for me to go back to that time.
Really?
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you, Gilles, for letting us know that.
Coming up just around the corner, upcoming events. We also have a prize to the Rio to give away to this Friday's midnight show of what is it?
I can't even. Goodyear's? No.
Time Warp. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Is it?
Yeah, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
So I was thinking the next week.
Yeah.
My apologies. We're doing well in here tonight, Teddy.
It's true.
This third-rate entertainment is really shining.
Back in the Do You Think I'm Sexy time machine right here on CITR 101.9 FM. When we come back, upcoming events. Jordache, nice butt jean dancing. Here we come.
baby. Oh, oh, you're looking beautiful, baby.
Yes, yes, give it to me, you naughty bitch. Oh, stop it. Stop it. No, go, go, go. Stop it. No, go. Yes, look at you. Oh, beautiful.
Oh. Well, I'm spent.
Oh, my God, oh, my God. This is going to be the coolest show ever. This is going to be the coolest show ever. Tony's put me in charge. Okay, the E-Rock show. Recovery, you know, we're going to do it like this. It's going to be so good as long as nothing happens before. Okay, everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be great. I'm so excited.
Well, that's just about enough of that. Ho, 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 ho.
We are Santa's elves.
Oh, my God. I'm just so tired of making presents.
I'm real tired, too.
I need a break.
We should go out.
Me and Santa's helper elves are really hard.
Yeah, it is.
I want to go see a really, really, really fun show.
I want to see something, too.
I don't know where to go, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the world's most magnificent
show! Yeah, we got a problem. Seems the bearded lady and the elephant man were having an affair and ran off together, and somehow all the animals got free. I don't know.
Well, what do we do now?
John, man! Holy crap, good to see you!
Hey, man!
Jeez, you've been gone a long time. How long's it been?
Yeah, like 5 months.
Yeah, where have you been?
In a relationship.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, the first week was really great, but then after that...
No, no, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, it was really kind of hard.
Bummer, man. Here, let me turn the music down. This sounds important. Tell me about it.
Well, it started out really good. We were, like, holding hands and cooking dinner together and having lots of sex, but I don't know, then things change and she started demanding more, and she started getting angry, and she wanted me to do this thing called the shocker, but I didn't know what the shocker was, and then she was yelling at me, and then I would start crying like I am now, and then we broke up. Now what am I going to do?
This is upcoming, this is upcoming event, Teddy. This is upcoming events with Teddy Spoon.
We're going to start off this week with Thursday night at the Rio Theater. It is the Sucker Punch Midnight Premiere. Now, it's called the Midnight Premiere, but it starts actually at 10 p.m. because there's going to be a fashion show. There's going to be all sorts of clothing by Scout Boutique, Lace and Brace, as well as Misty Greer. Mm-hmm. So you get to have a fashion show, and then you get to watch the midnight premiere of Sucker Punch. Now, if you don't know what Sucker Punch is, it's a new fantasy action thriller directed by Zack Snyder from The Watchmen. Kind of like hot, kind of teenage-looking chicks with guns. Excellent. And in the style of graphic art. Okay. Kind of like a Sin City style? Or?
But just like all... Yeah, if you took that scene out of when it's they're in the... Where all the girls are, and mm-hmm. then yes, it's something like that.
Okay.
A little bit more, you know, fantasy.
I don't mind taking my pants off for that one.
That is Sucker Punch Midnight Premiere. Starts at 10 p.m. at the Rio Theater this Thursday. Moving over to Friday, it is the third annual Shimmy Shakedown of 2011. Yes, the Terminal City Roller Girls are back with their world-famous Shimmy Shakedown party, helping to raise funds for the upcoming roller derby season and their bouts. That's going to be at Club 560. That's 560 Seymour Street, right where the old A&B Sound used to be. Going to be some DJs, including K-Tel and Woodhead. Also, some burlesque by April O'Peel, Lydia DiCarlo, Villainy Loveless, Kalio Peacock, a whole bunch of other people, including some boylesque as well. All sorts of fun times, emceed by Andy Structure and The Professor. So that is the Shimmy Shakedown this Friday, March 25th at Club 560 Seymour Street. Moving over to Saturday, got two events. First off, it is Bantering Braziers. We had them on the show a little while ago. Bantering Braziers is kind of a combination of burlesque comedy and improv. So what these girls do, and some guys sometimes, the audience votes on a piece that they use, a song, and then these girls or boys have to come up with a burlesque. They have 5 minutes to sort of put it together in their head, and then they have to do an improvised burlesque number. So it's combining burlesque comedy and improv. That is Bantering Braziers. That's going to be at the Prop House Cafe. Prop House Cafe is located at 1636 Venable Street near Commercial Drive. Commercial Drive and Venables. Later that night, if you're feeling like you want to get down and party, it is Rumble in the Jungle. It's going to be at Beaumont Studios, 316 West 5th Avenue. Whole bunch of DJs, Steamboat Fatty, K-Tel, Heebie Jeebie, as well as Burlesque, Midnight Burlesque. That's why I was saying you could go by a little bit later. You can get some Midnight Burlesque by Melody Mangler. There's also Verocious V. It's going to be Hula Hoop Spinning, Go-Go Girls by like Hanna-Barbera and Spooksy DeLune. All sorts of crazy fun party stuff going till late. That is Rumble in the Jungle this Saturday, March 26th at Beaumont Studios, 316 West 5th Avenue. And to finish off, we have Kitty Nights. Kitty Nights celebrates World Theater Day this Sunday. World Theater Day, Sunday, March 27th. This week at Kitty Nights, it is Burgundy Bricks, Valerie Vintage, Betsy Bottom Dollar, and Wild Honey. Both those last two girls are from Cheesecake Burlesque from Victoria. Go-Go by Lacey L'Amour, Professor, and myself will be there. That is Kitty Nights celebrates World Theater Day. Now, back to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. It is our time machine show here tonight. We've been traveling through 1979 and 1981, both the years that me and E-Rock respectively were born. Before we get to that, before we get to E-Rock's time machine song list, because we thought we'd go back in time and see what the tunes were like back in the years we were born, because I just had a little baby girl, Autumn, and she's going to be growing up with music of today. You know, it's kind of weird, some of the songs that are in the year that you were born, so we thought we'd go back and take a look at some of the music that we listen to. Also, later on in the program, a radio play. So stick around for that. Let's give away some prizes as we delve into the time machine.
Prizes!
We have two tickets to the Rio Theater, to the midnight show of Rocky Horror Picture Show this Friday night at midnight at the Rio Theater.
Are they doing the live?
Live shadow cast, yeah. 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Or if you don't hear of an announced winner on the podcast, you can hit us up at cabaradio@gmail.com, cabaradio@gmail.com. Let's get back into the time machine.
The time
machine!
The year was 1981.
I don't really have any facts for it, so it would have been a lot better to really come in with a fact there.
That would have been, you would have really brought it.
Yeah, that would have been good, like, first
you
rate.
Bringing it and stinging it on that one.
But I didn't. So,
okay.
We're going to go back to 1981, though. There was a lot of classics that came out in 1981. A lot of, we've heard a few come from 79. And we've got some more coming up. Right before we get into that, though, we did briefly mention earlier, Teddy, where you wanted to go, if we could, after the show. 1940s, you want to be a gangster. Probably going to end up dead or in jail, but that's all right.
That's the life of a gangster, you know.
It is. Which, you know.
I would have done some booze and some gun running.
Nice. This is something I've always been interested in. I've always loved The Godfather and the premise of the mob. But since you said it, I can't. Where I'd like to go, I would like to actually go back to when dinosaurs were around.
Good one.
Just for the sole purpose to see a dinosaur live that wasn't just a crocodile or a alligator. And you know, to actually try to fight a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I mean,
what would you fight it with?
My bare fists.
You would lose.
Silly.
You wouldn't be alive then. You'd be. What would happen if you died in the past?
My reach is so much bigger than those Tyrannosaurus Rexes. Haven't you seen their little arms? You know, like.
Have you seen Jurassic Park? They run you down and they eat you.
TV. Well, on TV, they look like their arms would be like, you know, a
they
couple
don't need
inches
arms.
Long.
They have a mouse. A mouth that could go totally around you and eat you in one piece.
Have you seen these elbows, man? They would pierce through that mouth.
I know you did P90X, but you wouldn't beat a T-Rex.
Well, you know, we could hopefully find out.
I don't want to be a dream killer. I'm sorry. Let's take you back to Dinosaur Land.
All right,
after the show.
Maybe I'll fight a Triceratops then if a Tyrannosaurus is going to beat me. Whatever. It's time to get into some music. You know, you just ruined it, Teddy. I want to go see the dinosaurs.
I'm a dream killer. Sorry.
Elvira. Elvira. My heart's on fire. Elvira.
Eyes that look like heaven. Lips like cherry wine. That girl can sure enough make my little light shine. I get a funny feeling up and down my spine.
Papa, mama. High on silver, away. Tonight I'm gonna meet at the Hungry House Cafe. I'm gonna give her all the love I can. Yes, I am. She's gonna jump and holler.
BBC Lip Dub is coming. On Saturday, March 26th, 2011, over 1,000 university students, high school students, and community members are coming together to rock out and show off their special skills, all while lip-syncing the words to Pink's Raise Your Glass and Mariana's Trench's Celebrity Status. Lip Dub will be filmed at UBC's Vancouver campus from 12 to 7 p.m. on March 26th. To sign up, go to ubclipdub.com and be sure to tell your friends. It's going to be ridiculous.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all the underdogs. We will never be anything but.
It's now time for Cabaret Radio's random New Year's resolutions.
This year, I am bound and determined to spend more time with my family.
All right, guys, another fucking naked lady is about to hit the stage. Please welcome...
Oh, hi, Mom.
Anal Annie.
This has been Cabaret Radio's random New Year's resolution.
Houston. Catch me if you can. Do I notice something there? EC, Eric Clapton.
It's actually, you know, it has been said that I was partially named after Eric Clapton. Oh. Also a good friend of my father's, Eric Obie, his name was. But my dad, huge Eric Clapton fan, huge fan of his friend Eric. So I kind of got the name Eric from, those.
Were they doing it to Eric Clapton when you're...
I would. I mean, he's got some groovy stuff in there. He's got some good tunes going. I have a shirt that is EC, just says EC on it. It is Eric Clapton, but I wear it around now and again and show everybody that I did not tour where it says on my back.
Before that, we had Meatloaf featuring Cher, and the Oak Ridge Boys started off 1981 on that set with their song Elvira. Pretty sweet track.
I recommend going online and checking out the video for that. It is quite funny. Just the guys.
That was the cheesiest. That was quite funny. I recommend it highly.
I just need a cigar or something. Interesting sounds.
I think we can hear the cleaners here. We're the last ones here on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name's Teddy.
Teddy.
Yeah, that was good last week. E-Rock right over there.
Yo.
We do a variety show. Every week is a little bit something different. This is our Time Machine show. Last week we had the E-Rock Talent Showcase. It's online now. Go to CITR.ca. Look under shows. Look under the letter C. We're right there, and you can catch any of our shows, including that one. You can also find us in the iTunes store. Just search CITR-Cab Radio. In 3 weeks, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks including this one, we have our big 2-year anniversary party. Should be fun. Was lots of fun last year. We had some stand-up comedy, some music, all sorts of fun stuff. And we're going to be having a good show this Tuesday, April 5th.
I think my brother might be joining us out in the studio as
Family Affair.
Family Affair, yeah. So all the way from Las Vegas, coming in for the 2-year show.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you keep it locked to Cab Radio. That's so cheesy. And
keep it locked down. Yeah.
Keep it locked down right here on Cab Radio CITR. Let's get back into the Time Machine for 1979.
Was that my cue?
Yeah, that was your cue.
Oh.
It's been a great show.
Time Machine!
Oh, yes, 1979, with Peaches and Herbs.
I like those both.
Shake it, groove it.
was nuts. 1979.
Yes, we've come to the end of 1979. That was our trip through time. Man, that was fine. It was so divine.
I want to make you mine. Oh, wait. Let's drink some wine.
Now, let's get down to the last song of 1981.
Time Machine!
The year was 1981.
Drug.
Yes.
That would have been a crazy time to go back to the 80s. To be in your prime in the 80s. I mean, I know both you and I spent some time in the 80s, but certainly wasn't party time. It was more like pooping your pants.
Yep.
Going to the first day of school.
Some people call that party time.
Some people do call that party time. This has been our Time Machine show right here on Cab Radio. My name's Teddy Smooth. Right over there is E-Rock.
Yo, yo.
We went back in time to visit the music of when we were born. I was born in 1979. E-Rock, 1981. I hope you had a good time with us. The reason we went back in time, just had a little girl and wanted to sort of experience, you know, what was it like? What are the songs of the day when they're born?
What classics are going to come out of this year that we're going to be listening to in 20, 30 years, you know?
Down the road.
Down the road. We found some from 81, 79. Who knows? 2011, what
What classics are you going to bring us?
What classics will we want to pull from in 30 years? Mm. We had a whole bunch of songs from those era, including Rod Stewart, Rush, The Go-Go's. We even went back to Log Driver's Waltz, which was a National Film Forum short put out in Canada. Check that out. Also, check out the Oak Ridge Boys' Elvira on YouTube.
Yeah.
Should be a good video. That's it for our Time Machine show. Now, as promised, we do have a radio play for you.
Oh, yes.
About the disappearance of watermelon.
Bum, bum, bum.
Check us out next week for another Cab Radio. But here it is, the disappearance of watermelon here on Cab Radio CITR 101.9 FM. The name is Smooth. Teddy Smooth. I'm a detective. A good one. About 6 months ago, my client, Watermelon, had contacted me about a secret recipe for cookies that she had discovered. She had left me a note that had said, "Off to Buenos Aires. The cookies are calling. See you soon, doll. XOXOXO, Watermelon." 2 months have passed, and then I received another note this morning. Only this time, it was addressed to my partner at the firm, Johnny Chops. A hard-nosed Albertan that didn't take crap from nobody, and I mean nobody. Johnny Chops was found dead this morning, and this is where our story begins. My phone had been ringing off the hook for what seemed like an hour. What? Cherie? What's wrong? Slow down, slow down. He's what? Johnny? Dead? It was true. My partner, Johnny Chops, was dead. I never really cared for Johnny. He had a penchant for cheap liquor and even cheaper ladies. His tactics were legendary, however, and if you wanted results, Johnny was your man. When the cops found Johnny, he had this stupid grin on his face. He was tough as nails, so I was surprised to learn that he had died with no visible markings, indicating there had not been a struggle. I arrived at the office that morning at my usual time to find my office had been worked over. I was just picking up the pieces when I heard something coming from the closet. Slowly, I approached and flung open the door. It was Cherie, my secretary. Cherie, what are you doing in there? What happened to my office?
Oh, Teddy, it was terrible.
It's gonna be okay, Cherie. Just slow down and tell me from the beginning. Tell me everything. Cherie explained that three men had burst in and had demanded to see my mail. She refused, and a tall, heavy-set thug with a rose tattoo on his forearm shoved her in the closet while the other two ransacked the office. One man was small and had a high-pitched voice. He shouted orders to the other two, yelling, "Find it! Find it!" Find what, I wondered, as I looked around my disheveled office. Cherie, get my office in order, pronto! We have work to do. I found the note on Johnny's desk when I went to get my stapler he had always borrowed and never returned. I knew Watermelon's handwriting anywhere, and there it was, staring me right in the face.
What are you doing in here, Smooth?
It was Police Chief Rychek, a plump, overstuffed sack of wind that always had a way of getting in the way. Hey, Rychek! How many lunches you had today, you fat pig?
Very funny, Smooth. But it won't be so funny when I'm busting your butt downtown.
You got nothing on me, Rychek, or you would have brought me downtown already.
You better not leave town, Smooth. I got my eye on you.
If only Rychek knew what was in that letter, then he would have known why I hopped on a plane that day for Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires. What a beautiful place.
had said Watermelon was staying at the Hotel Precious, a lush tango hotel near the beach. But then everything in Buenos Aires is near the beach. Watermelon had rented a room with her niece. The room was on the fourth floor. It had an adjoining dance room where Watermelon took private tango lessons, while a pretty young local boy named Eduardo gave Spanish lessons to her niece. The room had a beautiful iron-gated balcony that looked down upon the Café Bliss, a trendy spot that made delicious espressos. The letter said she recently felt like she had been followed and that her contact with the cookie recipe had turned up dead. She was scared and wanted to know if I would come to Buenos Aires to help. Hurry, Teddy, hurry, was how the letter ended. At the hotel, I paid the bellman a couple of dollars to let me in the room. It had been pillaged, and the chance of me finding anything useful was slim. It was then that I heard the gunshots. The next thing I knew, I was waking up in the hospital to a nurse in broken English telling me I was lucky to be alive.
Oh, Teddy, you're okay.
Cherie, what are you doing here? Sherry explained that she had flown in when she had heard the news and came to the hospital immediately. She had done some looking around while I was out. She told me Chief Rychak was also in town. Strange, and he had been looking for me but didn't know where I was. I asked Cherie if she had heard anything about Watermelon. She had heard that Watermelon had last been seen at the Fruit Salad Club, a club in town with a reputation of being tough, real tough. I told Cherie not to worry and to go back to the hotel. I said to meet me the next day at Café Bliss and we'd go over a plan. That night I arrived at the Fruit Salad Club around midnight. I ordered a Manhattan on the rocks with no cherry and asked the staff about Watermelon. But everyone was refusing to say anything. Just then a beautiful local girl named Starlet asked me to dance. How could I refuse? That night, I couldn't sleep. My dreams were plagued with cookies dancing in the sky as an evil laugh filled the air. In the morning, I got dressed, and I left to meet Cherie at Café Bliss. I waited. Cherie never showed. It was then that I picked up the paper and saw that a Canadian woman had been found. Dead. Poor Cherie. She had been attacked on the way back to her hotel. She was found lying face down in a gutter outside her hotel. There were no visible markings, and she had the same stupid grin that Chops had when he was found dead. Something was going on, and it had to do with cookies. Watermelon's cookies.
So, killing all your staff is your game, hey, Smooth?
I'm a lover, not a fighter, Rychak. You know that, you fat pig.
I'm gonna bring you down, Smooth. Your days are numbered. I'll be watching.
Rychak left. I headed to the store, bought a bottle of rum, and went to find the beach. First Chops, now Cherie. What did it all mean? And what did the cookies have to do with it? I drank till I couldn't drink anymore, and still I had not found the answers. Even worse, I had a huge headache from the rum. Café Bliss was empty as I stumbled in the next morning after my night on the beach. I ordered a double Americano in a 12-ounce, filled right to the brim, and flipped through the daily paper. 2 dollops of cream, and I headed back towards my hotel. I started to feel strange. Something was wrong.
Was it the coffee?
Was it the coffee? It had not been the regular employee.
His smile, his eyes, his rose tattoo on his forearm.
Too hungover to notice.
Well, Smooth. Was it too much caffeine for you? For you? For you?
I woke up in an old factory. By the sounds of things, it was still in operation. The smell of cookies filled the air.
Welcome to my cookie factory. Smooth. Don't you smell the delicious aroma of cookie dough? Oh, and Smooth. Look who I found.
Watermelon! Rychek, you diabolical, fat, ugly, chunky bastard! What have you done?
You've dished out your last insult. Smooth.
Watermelon!
I guess she's part of the recipe now. And you're the next ingredient. Smooth.
I knew my minutes were numbered. If only I knew what killed Chops and Cherie, maybe it would help me escape. Why had there been no marks on their bodies? Wait a minute. It always smelled like cookies at the scene of the crime, didn't it? The cookies. Of course. So it was the cookies all along, Rychek. You killed Chops. You killed Cherie. You killed them over cookies.
Of course it was me, Smooth. They got too close to the truth. Watermelon, too. My new recipe will have the world addicted to my cookies. Soon the world will be as fat as me, and they won't be able to resist eating my new creation. You should be proud, Smooth. You're the last ingredient in my master recipe. Goodbye, Smooth. I will enjoy eating you.
Rychek pulled a lever on the machine, and I was sent along a conveyor belt. I fell into a giant bowl of cookie dough. Above me, I could hear Rychek's devilish, fat-ass laugh. Then soft, warm cookie dough began to smother me. At first, it felt nice as the warm, gooey dough surrounded me. But soon, I couldn't breathe. I fought the gooey deliciousness, but soon I had trouble. Rychek, you sick bastard! Not the cookies! Not the cookies! We'll be right back with more sass after this.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaradio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaradio.